What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our friend Donny Meacham from OKMagazine.com joins us. Donny, are you there?
Hello, 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 hello. Today is a very special Wednesday. It's the Wednesday of the week of your book release. Congratulations,
everyone's
going to
be so sick of me. But thank you, Donny. It's going really, really well. This morning, I'm on Z100 with Elvis Duran chatting about the book. And I think I'm on Access Hollywood tomorrow. And there's also, gosh, it never ends, I know, a feature story in today's New York Post. It's going really well. And thank you, everybody, that has bought the book. The numbers are really good. And fingers crossed, I think we might make one of those bestsellers. Oh no, have I jinxed it? Hey, let's jump into our show. We've got tons of gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Kelly Ripa is revealing an intimate way that her husband Mark, quote, takes care of their issues. Good grief, you know I hate talking about sex, but it looks like we're going to do it. So the secret to their long-lasting marriage is, quote, love and sexy time, according to Kelly, who revealed the physical way that her husband always settles their problems. He was a guest host on her show, and they were discussing a new TV show, Scenes from a Marriage, and she said that none of this would happen in her household. In the show, the couples were fighting all the time. She said this wouldn't happen because Mark would nip this in the bud immediately. They looked at each other and he was like, well, yes. And she was like, come on. She said that Mark settles everything with, wait for it, love. And then she added love and sexy time. And he said, not always, not everything. And she confirmed, well, just about everything. And he said, yes, listen, that's how I deal with stress. First of all, these two, they're just delicious. I just love them more and more and more. I love Kelly with Ryan Seacrest, but I think I like her even more when Mark Consuelos is the co-host. Where are you, Donny?
Oh, I love this couple so much. They are so adorable. And if I had a partner like Mark Consuelos, I would be fighting with him all the time, if you know what I mean, so we could make up.
I've interviewed him a couple of times. Gee whiz, he's a handsome guy, but he's also, too, a really nice guy. We've done this a long time, Donnie, and we know all the gossip on everybody. Everybody talks. When you interview a celebrity, we were all like, what were they like? Were they nice? Were they late? Were they rude? I've never met anybody that had anything bad to say about Mark Consuelos. He's just a good guy. Have you ever met him, Donnie?
I have met him, and I've seen him around town when I lived in New York City, always up there around town. He's a little old thing, just like old Kelly Ripa herself.
He is little.
But handsome in person.
Handsome, not the tallest guy, but we just love you, Mark Consuelos, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kelly Ripa is revealing the intimate way that Mark, quote, takes care of their issues. I'm blushing saying it. Is this too much information? You know what I think. Or not enough, you know what Donnie thinks. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie, what are you working on?
Well, Ray J, he is speaking out. He's addressing the rumored second Kim Kardashian sex tape. And he put his former manager on blast because WAC 100 went on in a podcast last week, and he's basically said, I have more footage of this sex tape. It exists. And Ray J's like, no, that rumor's not cool. He's like, I've been staying off the radar. I've just been staying focused, being humble. And he's like, how can I show growth and maturity if this kind of stuff keeps happening? And this is the part I really, really respected. He goes, I'm a father now, and my job is to be a great parent and put them first. That's really beautiful. And I like to see, because it really does seem like she benefited from the sex tape. Let's be real. Let's be honest.
Right.
He didn't.
Right. I flew with Ray J down to New Orleans once on a private plane. Don't ask any details. But in any case, I was stuck with him for a couple of hours on a private plane. Good guy. Okay. We did not talk about Kim, obviously. But he was a good guy, a handsome guy. He wants to be the best dad that he can be. And I would imagine that this isn't funny anymore. Like, we've seen the tape. If you haven't, you can Google it if you dare. But, you know, it's out there. It's everywhere. It's not hard to see this tape. And it's really, really graphic. And that will forever be part of his legacy. And I do think he's been trying to move on from this. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't bring it up. I don't think he profits from it anymore, if ever he did. He wants to be a good dad. This has popped up, and you're right. It doesn't seem to affect Kim the same way as it affects him, which is really kind of unusual. Normally, it's the woman that I feel the most for in a situation like this, but I actually feel for Ray J here, and it was his ex-manager that did this, so he must feel some sort of responsibility. This didn't come from Kim's camp. It came from his. Amelia Hamlin is apologising to her dad, Harry Hamlin. So Amelia Hamlin made some daring fashion choices. She's in London for Fashion Week, and she wore a sequin mesh gown that exposed her nipples. She wrote, along with the picture, free the nipple, I guess. Later that night, Amelia took a screenshot of the family's group text. I like that. As a family, they're on a group text. And she apologised to her dad. Of course, Lisa responded saying, I just saw it, LOL, it's fashion. Harry did not respond, but I sort of like this. I can't imagine being the father of a young lady who is wearing these fabulous but saucy, these naughty but nice clothes. What do you think, Donnie?
Oh, you know it has to be. I have a 17-year-old niece, and I'm even looking at her, and I'm like, sweetie, what are you wearing? You don't need to wear it. I couldn't imagine if that was my daughter, and she was showing her nipple to the world.
I can't imagine. I don't know a lot of young people. I don't know a lot of teenagers. I really don't. I can't imagine being Harry Hamlin here. Although, let's be honest, he married Lisa Rinna. But it's different when it's your wife and it's your child. That's the difference here. Is I get it. Lisa's not his daughter. It's his wife. But he's not so conservative when it comes to what his wife wears. Lisa has had some crazy looks over the years. Maybe like mommy, like daughter, which probably Harry is not that fond of. What's going on with Shawn Mendes?
Oh, this story is delicious. Because I know there's more behind it. So Shawn Mendes doesn't trust Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So he was taking a lie detector test, which I love, in a new video for Vanity Fair. And he was asked basically if he kept in touch with Swift. So he was the opening act on Swift's 1989 tour back in 2014. And also his girlfriend, Camila Cabello, was the opening act on one of her most recent tours as well. So they have a good relationship. And he was like, I'm always asking her for advice on music, which is a great mentor to have. Well, then he was asked whether he approves of Swift's longtime boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. And he goes, I've never personally met Joe, but he looks like a sweet guy. Well, Maury, the lie detector test determined that was a lie. And then he was like, it immediately changed course. And he's like, well, I'm lying a little bit. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of got a little bit of a villain look about him.
That's the truth.
Talk about sidestepping. I love it. It's juicy.
I love it too. Only Vanity Fair could make him tell the truth like this. It is shady. I always wonder.
Shady.
When I meet my friend's new boyfriend, girlfriend, their new partner, I always say I like them, and I think, gosh, if I was attached to a lie detector right now, what would it say? Can you imagine living life like that? Because I think you have to be supportive, although if you're not, they're going to get rid of you, not the new boy. You're never going to win. You might in the long run, they might come back to you. But if you tell a friend that you don't like their boyfriend or their girlfriend, often, Donnie, you're the villain. So even if you know... Pushes them closer together. Yes, so I don't know if you can win here, Shawn Mendes. But what I do know is that Taylor Swift is listening to everything you are saying. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Before we go to break, Ariana Grande is ready to dethrone every veteran on The Voice. So Kelly Clarkson marveled. She's so relevant right now, talking about Ariana Grande. She's at the top of her game. That's true. I don't think The Voice, who have had superstars on, but they've never had somebody on that is so in the moment. Ariana Grande is at the top of the charts. Kelly Clarkson, I love you, Kelly, but you don't get top five hits anymore. And the same with Blake Shelton. Brilliant. Lots and lots of great music. But even with Gwen Stefani, he's not getting a number one record. Ariana Grande is. She's probably the coolest, the most relevant person they have. But Ariana said that she is going to use all that to win the show. And it actually might work. They were joking, the other coaches, that when they walked out, the screams of delight for Ariana Grande from the studio audience were far greater than for John, for Blake, for Kelly. In fact, Kelly turned to the two guys and said, we don't stand a chance this season. It's all good fun. They're all ribbing each other. But I think there's a lot of truth there. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that we have to remember is a lot of people who audition for The Voice are young people. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are older people who audition, but it is a lot of young people. And Ariana she's a young woman. She's 28. So she can connect with those people a lot better than, say, Blake Shelton, who's, you know, a little up there.
I love you, Blake, but you're not 28. Do you think that Team Ariana's going to win because Ariana's fans are going to vote for the singer that actually isn't Ariana, but she's on Ariana's team?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what's happened with Kelly Clarkson, because Kelly Clarkson was a much more famous celebrity coming in, and her team won multiple seasons back to back. And I think it's due to her popularity.
Yeah, I think it's due to her popularity. Hey, if you're lucky enough to be on The Voice and Ariana spins around in that red chair, pick her. Pick her, because you've got a much, much more greater chance of winning. Her fans are really, really passionate. I think she's going to win this whole season, and we're only one episode in. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much. Yesterday, we talked about Nicole Kidman making a very rare comment about her marriage to Tom Cruise. She never really talks about it, and she didn't talk about it that much, but the fact she did is quite shocking. Will she get in trouble from her ex? Is Tom going to be angry about this? Let's have a look. 59% said no. I think I agree. She didn't reveal any big secrets. She was talking about really the pressures of fame of being married to Tom, and she seemed to blame herself for it, putting herself out there. So I think it was a very sort of sweet and delicate way to talk about a marriage that she does not talk about.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like Tom Cruise is such a celebrity that he's in his own little world. Right. I don't think he'll ever even hear about it. He'll never even see it.
You might be right. I can't see Tom Googling himself. He's not Lisa Rinna. You know Lisa has a Google alert.
Alert.
She's probably listening to this right now. Hello, Lisa. Hello, hello, hello. Do you know I used to work for Lisa Rinna? One of my favorite clients. I know.
She seems like a dream.
She's so much fun. We used to go and have coffee together, and I'd just stare at her huge lips. But she would say, "Are you staring at my lips?" And I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "Thank you." I was like,
"Thank you."
She's so wild. Okay, we agree with the majority here. Nicole probably won't be in trouble. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Noise Rom, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww.
What do you got?
Well, we're sticking with the voice today. And Kelly Clarkson Clarkson because she just dropped some major news. Ooh. She's about to release a new album, and it's going to be a Christmas album. Oh. One of my favorite albums in the world is Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red. If you have not listened to that, it is her first Christmas album. Fabulous. But this one might have come with a little shade because she announced it with some song lyrics. And one of them says, Christmas isn't canceled, just you. Now, it seems a little timely knowing that she is going through a little bit of a messy divorce with Brendan Blackstock. So I kind of love it even more. Can't wait for it.
I love a Christmas album. Stars love Christmas albums because they get sold every year. My husband Bruce wrote a couple of Christmas songs, and it's lovely. Every January, that royalty check comes in, and every year, these Christmas songs get recycled. That's why Mariah is so rich, because she sang and wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You, one of the biggest Christmas songs of all time. She makes millions off that every year. I hope Kelly does the same. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty,
Shame.
Naughty. Dancing with the Stars has a very controversial contestant on. So Olivia Jade hit the dance floor. They introduced her as sort of an influencer, but she did say over the past few years she has been wrapped up in a scandal. Now people on Twitter are responding. They're not impressed. They're calling her a criminal and saying that they refuse to watch the show until she's voted off. I can go either way on this, Donnie. I watched the show. I do believe in second chances. She was not convicted. It was her mom and dad. Did she know about it? Probably, but that has never been proven. Should she get a second chance? I think so. But at the same time, to watch her have this enormous opportunity, it's millions of people that watch. Lots of celebrities wanted that slot on the show. I know Countess Luann desperately wanted to get on the show, and they didn't pick her. So should she be there?
She is a star. I think whether people like her or not, she's in the zeitgeist. We talked about her for a long time.
We did.
She did have millions of followers prior to the major scandal, but I just want to reiterate what you said. I believe in second chances, too, and it has never been proven that she knew exactly what her mom and dad were doing.
Right.
Do we all think that she did?
Right.
Probably.
Right, but we live in America, and you are innocent until proven guilty. There was something about it. It felt really privileged. And I was actually texting with Miss D. We watched the show together. We text each other throughout Dancing with the Stars. And Miss D had the same feeling. And Miss D is much kinder than I am. But the two of us, I was just like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. The numbers were down too. They lost 3 million viewers from last season. That's a ton. So they were doing about 8 million last season, which is very respectable. This season, they went down to just about 5 or 6 million. So Tyra girl, you better figure this one out. She will. If anyone can fix it, it will be Tyra Banks. That's right. Our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment to Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You
sponsored
get a Rob.
By the four-word answer, my new book, which is out now. Did I mention that? I mention it every day. Hey, thanks again. I really mean it. It's so thrilling. People like me don't write books. We don't have hit books. We don't get on TV to talk about our books. And I'm doing all of the above. And I know why. It's because of you. You're buying the book, and I'm really, really grateful. Jessica Simpson, like so many successful people, believes that the only thing that makes anyone smart is their willingness to try. Smart people think about winning, not losing. It's a positive mindset. Jessica once told me, watering dead plants never brings them back to life. So make smart decisions, know when to end a chapter and move on, but make sure you do move on, because once again, the only thing that makes anyone smart, Donnie, is their willingness to try.
Oh, I loved the line about watering dead plants never brings them back to life, because it's a metaphor that we can all look at and say, you're 100% right. But also, this goes like Jeff Bezos, terrible reference, but it's a big one. Nobody ever knows if he's actually smart. He's just ballsy. And he gave it a shot. He went in his garage and he said, I'm going to create a company. And he did.
He gave it a shot, Donnie. I gave up on myself so many times, more than 10, writing this book. but I kept going back to it. I kept trying. I tried and I failed. I tried and I failed. And ultimately, I succeeded. A friend of mine told me, a very successful friend of mine, told me that the road to success is paved with failure. I love that. Think about it. To get to the point of success, you got to walk over. You got to pass through a lot of failure. I fail a lot. So at the moment, am I flying high? Do I feel great? Yes, I do. But I have failed a lot to get to this point. Keep trying, everybody. Keep trying and you will succeed. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And while you're at it, go to Amazon and leave a review for that book. They help too. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.